You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
This is absolutely ridiculous. Parents starved daughter from birth because they feared she would become obese. Are you kidding me? Apparently, this couple from Appleton, Wisconsin, were both charged earlier this month with the felony of child neglect. The couple face up to a year in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted. Only $25,000. The couple has three other children. They told police they follow a very low cholesterol diet. Apparently, their infant gained just 5 pounds in the 14 months after birth. She was supposed to weigh 22 pounds to meet the minimum growth charts. Usually when you have a baby, you want the baby to double in weight at the 6 month mark and triple in weight by the year at a minimum. So let's say your baby is 7 pounds. By 6 months, it should be a 14 pounder, and then by a year, at least 21 pounds. Another doctor had noticed that the child had no fat, was essentially starving, and the father told doctors during a checkup in August that his daughter would get fat if she stayed in the hospital, even though it was recommended because the child was dangerously underweight. So doctors wanted to put the baby in the hospital. Let me see what else their reasoning was. I'm trying to look. All right. No one has had a plea deal yet. According to the criminal report, the couple's daughter weighed 8 pounds when she was born in July and weighed just 13 pounds this September. Doctors began tracking the girl's lack of growth and weight gain at her 4 month checkup when she weighed just 7 pounds, 9 ounces. Oh, so wow. That's okay. Nope. That's just too little. All right. So once they got the girl to the hospital, she gained 8 ounces. So it looks like the girl's doing better. Again, the parents said that they followed a low cholesterol diet. The dad had undergone bypass surgery for a blocked artery when he was 25 years old. All right. See, also, you know, it's interesting because I have parents really freaking out because there's been all these reports on childhood obesity. They're saying if you have a fat baby, you're going to have an obese child later in life. And I look at these studies, and I don't read a lot of them on air because I think we're putting too much pressure on the kids and the parents. I mean, okay, I can understand. If you have a five-year-old eating junk food all the time, yes, okay, we may need to scare the parents. But there's these studies coming out about infants saying, you know, if you eat too much in pregnancy, you're going to have a fat kid. If your infant is gaining weight too quickly, that just came out like a couple weeks ago. If your infant gains weight too quickly, he's going to be obese. I mean, here's the thing. Let the infant grow. We have seen over and over again in my clinic and multiple clinics, a chubby baby gets thinner as a child or a skinny baby gets heavier. We've seen this time and time again. You do not need to starve your infant. But so many people are freaked out about these studies saying we have to address it early. Now, I am a huge fan of checking your kid's cholesterol. I think checking your preteen's cholesterol is a good idea because it's a wake-up call, but that's preteen. Pre-teen, okay, 11 years old, all right, 10, 11 years old. We're not talking 10 months. But I think we're really making parents paranoid. Now, in this particular case, the dad had bypass surgery at 25, so I could see why, but let the baby grow. You know, it's tough. It's tough because you have this altercation all the time between doctor and parent. Now, you know, I give parents more credit than maybe I should, but they're the parents. They know their baby more than I. I see the baby a couple times, you know, every few months since its birth. They're the parents. So when the parents say, look, I think my kid had a fever, I think my kid has something wrong, I listen to the parents. Okay? I mean, nobody knows their kid better than their parents. However, parents may not know how to take care of that child. And I think a parent that closes their ear to their doctor is not the most intelligent parent. And if doctors are saying, look, the baby needs to gain some weight, you need to listen to the doctors. Remember, If your baby crumps or your grandchild starts to crump and has something, unfortunately, ill-fated happen to them, it's not like, oh, you have a week or two to sort things out. It could be within an hour that they die. I mean, these kids, they crump and they crump fast. Remember that one little girl who whose family just won a multi-million-dollar lawsuit because the child was brought to the hospital and she was sick. Her legs and arms were changing color. There was a five-hour ER wait. By the time she finally got back and was taken care of, she needed to have her arms and legs amputated. I mean, when kids get sick very quickly. They crump quickly. Same thing with our older seniors. When a senior starts having a cough and start developing pneumonia, it's not going to take the week or two that sometimes we get to enjoy. You know, they could be in the hospital or the ICU that day. So, you know, we need to remind parents about the severity of illnesses in these groups and to not mess around. And I honestly, these, you know, I feel bad for the father, you know, 25 years old, having to have heart surgery. I understand that that's frightening and would frighten you, but don't be stupid. Okay, you're not a pediatrician. All right, you may think you know what's best for your child from an education standpoint or whatever, but when it's coming to, you know, your child being emaciated and starving, because remember, kids need fat to grow. They need fat for their brain development. You know, another thing I've noticed too is sometimes kids, right before they go through puberty, they start getting a little chubby. And parents start to freak out and they want their kids on a heavy diet. And they go, look, you don't have to put them on a diet. Of course, no junk food. They should be eating vegetables and fish and lean meat anyway. But you don't have to start putting them on a strict diet because they're going to need that fat to go into that next level of development, which is puberty. And then a lot of times they start to slim out. They get tall and they start to slim out. So we don't always have to fear a little bit of fat, especially don't fear it in an infant. You don't. Because remember, once these infants start to crawl and start to walk and start to giggle and start to wrestle around and roll around with the dog and fall off the toilet, they're gonna be exercising, like the belly. The belly always looks like it's sticking out. Once they start to walk, those rectus abdominis muscles tighten up. Right? It's part of growth. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 18th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,733.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,776.23, $888.11 for a half ounce, and $444.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,776.23, $888.11, and $444.06.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Show. This is Sassy, Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So an official says Robert Wagner is not a suspect in the Natalie Wood death. Now, for those of you that was listening to us yesterday and have been watching the news, the Natalie Wood murder, the Natalie Wood drowning back in 1981 has resurfaced and reopened in terms of its case being reopened as a result of the captain of the yacht saying that he has some recollections. Now, we are marking the 30-year anniversary of Natalie Wood's death. For those that remember what had happened that evening, we were told that there was an argument between Christopher Walken and Robert Wagner. They had been drinking. Natalie Wood didn't really want to hear any more of it, so she went back to her stateroom, was fixing her hair in her bathroom, which Robert Wagner had been the last of, you know, him seeing her. And then reportedly she had been found in her flannel, I believe, like pajamas and I think a goose jacket, and she had found with a bruise on her face and some superficial bruises. Now, they believe those could have been part of the accident. She could have tried to fix the dinghy, and then she fell, smacked her face against the dinghy, or smacked her face in the water, and possibly drowned. And they never really knew what happened. But the Dennis Davern, who was the captain of the yacht, believes that Robert Wagner might have had something to do with it. He accused Wagner of having a fight with Wood before she went missing, and he also accused Robert Wagner of delaying the search after she was missing from the boat. He said that Robert Wagner didn't want to shine the light. He didn't want to call police, and he had thought that was odd. Now, what's also a little interesting is he had just authored a book, I believe, with his friend Marty Rooley called Goodbye, Natalie, Goodbye, Splendor. And this book was released last year. So there's a lot of concerns going, okay, well, why do you have, you know, these recollections, and why is the case being reopened now, 30 years later? But officials say Robert Wagner is not a suspect. Christopher Walken has hired an attorney, and we'll see what happens. I will let you know as new developments come up. Kind of weird. Okay. Now, this is kind of interesting. There is a global soap project. This is actually kind of cool. All right. It's in its first year. What has happened is hotels like Clinton. I'm sorry, not Clinton, Hilton. sorry. I don't know if the Clintons own a hotel. I know they have money. All right, Hilton is going to be contributing about $1.3 million to this effort. It's called the Global Soap Product. This was founded by Uganda native Derek Kayongo, who uses a process of sanitizing, melting, and remodeling discarded soap from hotels throughout the country. Apparently, the organization has sent recycled soap since 2009 to 20 countries on four continents, including Afghanistan, Ecuador, and Haiti. Prior to the Hilton partnership, Global Soap Project had arrangements with about 300 hotels. Now, what they would do is he had found that many hotels discard the partially used soap, and many of us never use the whole soap in the hotel. So he had partnered with many of these hotels to collect the partially used soap. Well, then he described them on the news today as what they would do is use a potato peeler to shave off the used portion. Then he said they would get the center of the soap called spiders, he called it, and they would do some sort of a processing of the soap and then remake new bars of the untouched soap, as well as heat it up to, I believe, about 160 degrees. He described the process, which, seemed pretty involved, and it sounds like it probably killed all the germs. And then you saw these new fresh bars of soap. And the reason why they're doing this is because, you know, diarrhea and infectious disease and respiratory disease, you know, many are related to lack of hand washing. We've talked about the oral fecal route and droplet transmission, different types of transmissions, and, how people can get sick. And hand washing reduces these multiple fold. So, you know, now Clean the World is another, this is a another project. This is Clean the World, a Florida nonprofit that ships repurposed soap and other toiletries to communities in need. Clean the World estimates that U.S. hotels throw away 1 million bars of partially used soap a day. The partnership is part of Hilton's company-wide sustainability effort. The hotel chain hopes the partnership will help its properties reduce waste by 20% by 2014. All right. I remember a lot of people, when they first heard this a year or two ago, they're like, oh my gosh, really, reuse soap? Why don't they just donate fresh soap? But when you actually look at the millions and millions of pounds, right, and there's actually a lot that they could do. And if they are, you know, taking out the safe part and sanitizing it and melting it and heating it and you know, sterilizing it, et cetera, then I don't really see too much wrong with it. Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard of anybody getting a disease from, soap. So, now speaking of disease, STDs are on the rise. Apparently, chlamydia now have been higher than it has ever been. Syphilis rate, they said, has dropped for the first time in a decade, but chlamydia and gonorrhea still on the rise. More than 1.3 million cases of chlamydia were reported last year, the number ever reported in 1 year for any condition. New gonorrhea cases surpassed 300,000. They say fewer than 14,000 Americans were reported last year to have the most contagious forms of syphilis. While the number affected is fairly small, the rate of new cases had been increasing, but then started to level off last year. When you go and get an STD test, we've talked about this. You know, many people are like, look, I'm in a new relationship, or I just found out my spouse cheated. When you go and get an STD test, you just don't go for AIDS. Okay, AIDS is important. You want to get an AIDS test, but you also need to get checked for other things. Gonorrhea and chlamydia. They could do it out of the urine now. They don't have to swab the penis. Okay, you could pee in a cup, and they could do it out of a urine test. Easy to do. And, you know, with chlamydia being the number one STD, and it will be for a while, although HPV and chlamydia are now neck and neck, gonorrhea and chlamydia for men, you could check in the urine. For women, we have to swab it from the cervix. It is a vaginal exam. And then in the blood, you can get HIV. I really urge getting hepatitis, especially B and C. Get a hepatitis test because that's sexually transmitted as well. And then, of course, syphilis, easy RPR test that they could do. And then herpes. You should get checked for herpes. Why not? So, you know, when you get checked for STDs, it's all of that. With women, when they get swabbed for gonorrhea and chlamydia, they're also going to check for yeast. They'll also check for trichomonas. And they'll check for bacteria vaginosis and some other things. So, you know, women will have a little bit more comprehensive test in that respect. HPV will probably be tested from the pap smear. But, you know, be careful out there, guys. STDs are on the rise. It's they're not going away. Now, interesting, they say the birth rate has been going down. They say the recession, they've noticed the birth rate drop. Yeah, don't let the birth weight drop, but the birth rate has dropped. They say apparently recession is good for birth control. Less people are having sex. It's expensive to raise a baby. Less people are having children, although I am wondering what the birth rate's going to be 9 months since the Occupy movement. That's going to be interesting. Right. I remember decades ago there was this huge, huge blackout, and then they saw 9 months later that there was a real rise in population. There was a huge blackout in New York, I forget what year. Huge, huge, huge blackout. And all of a sudden there was a huge influx of babies 9 months later. So it'll be interesting what happened with the Occupy movement. Because I don't know what they did for 2 whole months. I'm sure some people did some lovey-dovey. They're like, oh, yeah, we conceived during the Occupy movie. Yay, go us, dude. All right, also in the news, they're going to be doing this NFL study, very, very interesting study on NFL players' brains. Apparently, they want to try to find chronic traumatic encephalopathy before it happens. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy is basically a destruction of the brain due to chronic trauma. And football players, as we know, definitely sustain much trauma. What they're doing is they're recruiting 100 NFL players, former NFL players, plus they're going to recruit 50 athletes that weren't football players as the control group. And these people are going to be ex-linebackers, ex-offensive, defensive. Had to be players that were at risk for brain trauma. They didn't screen how many concussions each person had because many times you have a concussion, you don't realize what they're doing. But they're going to scan them. They're going to do spinal taps, psychiatric testing, etc., to try to see what type of damage many of these people could possibly have. Because unfortunately, right now they're diagnosing this chronic traumatic encephalopathy after the person dies. And we want to try to find the people and treat it earlier. Signs of this are depression, headaches, memory loss, cognitive changes. So we want to hopefully find the victims that or the patients that have this and hopefully try to initiate treatment. Sometimes these helmets just aren't good enough. Now, I mean, my grandfather, he played football when you didn't have, you know, all that type of headgear and gear. So, but he did good. You know, I mean, he was grumpy. Grandparents are grumpy. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's
888-988-3325. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at Dr. Dahlia, and, of course, please follow us on Facebook. So I've got to tell you guys about a scam. Apparently, waiters from these top fancy steakhouses, these are yummy places, Morton's, Smith & Walensky, Capital Grill, Wolfgang Steak, Bicycle Club in New Jersey have been arrested in an alleged scam that earned the criminals at least $1 million involving stealing wealthy customers' credit card details and using them to buy Jimmy Choo's and other luxury items, which they resold for cash. The thieves focused, of course, on the well-off customers who paid with American Express Black cards. And, of course, similarly high-limit credit cards. Restaurant workers used handheld scanners to copy the card information as they moved away from the table to put through the bill, NBC New York reported. They said the card information would later be sent to the organizers who would falsify new credit. Police sources told the network this was a huge scam. Skimming happens when the thieves then put a card reader over an ATM card slot and install a pinhole camera focused on the keypad. So they were doing that too. Later, they download the information and use it to withdraw money. Stolen cards can be used, and we've seen it. Many of us have had it happen. When my wallet would get stolen, you know, the gas station would say, yeah, they bought, you know, tons of stuff and gas and, you know, $200, $300 here. And they just, you know, they keep going to gas stations. And I'm trying to think, there's other places like kiosks, you know, you could go and get payments, and it's frustrating because, you know, you think your credit card has a little bit more security. There's an eBay scam, recruits sellers to advertise items like cameras and other electronics. The buyer's payment goes to the scammer with a cut for their recruit. The thieves then use the stolen credit card number to buy the item from an online store and send it to the buyer. Hackers tap into people's bank accounts, send fraudulent emails to induce people to disclose their personal information. The suspects would then test the cards out on taxis before going shopping, splurging on luxury items by going to Chanel and Jimmy Choo. And then, oh, you know, just crazy stuff. Managers of Smith & Lewinsky, the Bicycle Club, Capital Grill, Morton's Restaurants did not comment. A manager at one Wolfgang's Restaurant said he believed all workers on the schedule on Thursday had arrived for work. Officials say restaurant management did not know about the alleged crimes by the servers. They say last month more than 100 bank tellers, restaurant workers, and other service employees in New York were accused of lifting credit card data from foreign tourists and residents as part of a vast identity theft ring. I don't know what you do. You know, I mean, I don't like carrying cash. You know, if you don't want your credit card information stolen, then you buy cash or you use checks. But see, many places, they aren't accepting checks. We had to, in our office, stop, you know, accepting checks because people were bouncing checks. Or, you know, there'd be enough money in the account, but before it cleared, the cash there, you know, I mean, the scams, we had so many people try to scam us, we had to stop taking checks. But I don't like walking around with cash, A, I never have any, but B, you know, I mean, I'd rather someone's going to steal something. If someone's going to mug me, let them, you know, steal a credit card. I could always call and cancel the credit card. And now, you know, I've had my credit card stolen, and it stinks because, you know, what people buy is kind of embarrassing stuff. Really? A sex toy? Establishment? Nope, those charges aren't mine. Sure, Miss Wax. It's Dr. Wax, and no, somebody stole my credit card. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing what these people do, you know? Now, when I waited tables, I've talked to you guys about this, when I waited tables, one of the waiters I worked for, luckily he got fired, would actually draw in a one in the tip. So let's say you gave a $5 tip on your credit card. So you put the dollar sign and then you put the $5. He'd put a one in front of the five, or a one in front of the eight, or a two. And that's how he was stealing money. That's how he was stealing the extra tips. And many people don't look at their credit card statement and they don't notice that, you know, they spent an extra $10 or $20 for dinner that night. So know your credit card statements. But number two, whenever I, you know, do a tip, I put that dollar sign, I hug it so damn close to that number so nobody could stick a one in front of it or a two. You know, because I, you know, your boss doesn't check. Scary stuff. Like I said, this guy got fired, luckily. But, you know, there's a lot of crime out there. And I can't stand getting these emails. You know, hi, my name is Paco Wax, and I am your cousin. Paco? I'm not related to a Paco. Please. I mean, my uncle's Puerto Rican, but I don't have any Mexican lineage. Paco, really? You know, and then a couple months later, Moshe. I'm Moshe. You know, I'm like, okay, come on, please. You know, so I'm sick of hearing these fake relatives come out of the woodwork. Or you get these emails saying, you need to help me. I have $5 million that I can't get and I need to share with you. And you're like, oh. Yeah, it's frustrating because with the internet these days, you're just a sitting duck for so much. I can't stand putting my computer information on the internet or my credit card. I can't stand it, but you do it. You do it because that's how you're buying things now. Online shopping is huge. So many people this Christmas, they're not going to go into stores, especially with Black Friday. You know, I mean, they're going to, you know, shop online. It's easy, especially if it's free shipping. These places, you know, free shipping, and sometimes they don't charge tax. Boy, people are lapping that stuff up. You know what I do? I send gift cards. It's easy. You do like an email gift card. Then they get to buy whatever the hell they want. You don't have to spend shipping. You don't have to, you know, it's easy. It's easy. Now, you know, we're talking about, Black Friday. This is the first time I've ever seen Black Friday stores open on Thanksgiving. Now, it looks like Target, I think Kohl's is going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. And the funny thing is it makes sense. You know, I mean, like with us, we work on Friday. I've always worked the Friday after Thanksgiving. Although this next week I am going to have to do, I am going to have to go to family. We never really travel, but I'm always open the Friday after Thanksgiving because people are sick. You know, I mean, to be closed 4 days for a medical office, to be closed 4 days on the holidays, no, people run out of their medications, people are sick. You know, in fact, what ended up happening was the very first year I opened a practice, I would always cover Christmas, and then my partner would cover Thanksgiving. And he's like, yeah, I'll come in Thanksgiving, and I'll check the faxes, and I'll check the lab results to come in, but I'm going to need a nurse, because I'll want the nurse to call the patients if something's abnormal, etc. But then he's like, well, wait a second, if we're going to be there, we might as well answer the phone. All right? And then he's like, well, wait a second, if we're going to be answering the phone, and people are going to want us to, you know, treat over the phone, I'd like to treat over the phone, they might as well come in. Well, then if they're going to come in, I might as well be open. So, you know, we're open Thanksgiving weekend, usually Fridays and Saturdays, but we're closed on that Thursday, so our staff is off, etc. But, you know, think about it. A lot of people have to go back to work on that Friday. So if you're going to want the sale, if you're going to want the consumer, then invite them on their day off. You know, many people, they eat Thanksgiving dinner at 2. They eat Thanksgiving dinner at 2. Then hopefully they watch the game, you know, and you know, we get to watch some football. And then by 5, 6, you know, people have eaten so much, they get tired. People are going to want to go shopping. I think it's a brilliant idea, especially from the economy. Looking at it from an economic standpoint, pretty smart. Of course, the workers are upset. I think also is a Best Buy. Trying to think who else is supposed to be open. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think. I think even Toys R Us. But you know what? Honestly, you're going to have to be savvy. You know, many places start to be 24 hours. And that change started to happen in the 80s and 90s. They're like, you know, if other stores close, you know, early and we're open, we're going to get the business. And then, you know, like Walmart open 24 hours, Sundays, et cetera. And they do. They get the business. You know, and I'm in a 24-hour town. I live in Las Vegas. So a 24-hour town, you know, we love it. We know we could always go where we need to. But just, you know, honestly, when the economy's like this, you got to be savvy. You have to be savvy. But also, be careful out there, okay? Because I don't think you should be stampeded. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Sam, Millennium Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com. Now, this is interesting. A teacher, 35 years old, has been barred from class after running a porn site called MySluttyTeacher.com. And she did this all from a school computer. All right. 35 years old Heidi Caseland has been placed, get this, on paid leave. She's been placed on paid leave where, while the porn ring she was apparently running while teaching Lincoln High School is being investigated. All right. The plot was revealed when her estranged husband told school authorities that several domain names were registered to the teacher's home in Stockton, California. Now, I'm looking at some of these pictures. She's dressed. I mean, she's looking a little slutty here. Thank God these are the dress photos. I don't want to see the others. But, she's a teacher, for crying out loud. Caseland, a special education teacher and former girls soccer coach, has been with the school since 2002. Her attorney declined to comment. All right. The school district was investigating claims the teacher used her school-issued Apple laptop to work on the sites. A computer expert has been hired by the school to trail through its contents. I got to tell you, it's weird. All right, now, a male student told a local TV station, the website said, have you ever seen your teacher's breasts before? Well, now you could see them. He said, I just think that's kind of disgusting. I don't know how people didn't find out sooner. Now, the school board meets next month to decide whether she's going to be on paid leave. No, whether the 35-year-old teacher has violated the ethics code and will be able to keep her job. Really? Really? If they let her keep her job, I can't believe she's on paid leave. Why is she on paid leave? What is going on? I tell you, you know, it's a crazy world. And you heard about, you know, today what's been going on in Syracuse. Apparently, Syracuse University basketball coach, assistant coach Bernie Fine, has allegedly molested a team ball boy for over a decade. They're investigating this. Of course, they're, Bernie Fine's camp is denying this. And then ESPN reported that a second former ball boy, which is a relative of the first victim, I believe a stepbrother, has come forward also. The alleged victim, 39-year-old Bobby Davis, told ESPN the abuse began in 1983 before he entered the seventh grade. He was the team's ball boy for 6 years, from 1984. The second complainant, the 45-year-old stepbrother Mike Lang, told ESPN that Fine molested him when Lang was in the fifth or sixth grade. So I Fine had served as assistant coach at the Cole for 35 years. Now, I'm in so much shock that a child could go through that whole time. We've talked about abuse, and we've talked about sexual abuse and assault, and a lot of times these kids, you can't tell it's happening to them, although they get pretty withdrawn. And they also, a lot of times, have avoidant behavior. So you wonder how the child, you know, could still want to be the ball boy or assistant. You'd think he would have tried to avoid the situation. But many can't. Many feel they can't. But, this brought up a lot of controversy today going, you know, are people just out of the blue now coming up saying, oh, yeah, I was abused? You know, or, I mean, are people saying, look, yes, I was afraid to bring it up. Now I feel comfortable bringing it up, so I'm bringing it up. But just absolutely frightening. And so we spent a significant amount of time earlier this evening on talk to your children. Talk to your boys. Talk to your girls. When I grew up, those subjects were taboo. We didn't talk about sex. I mean, I'm sure my parents would have wanted me to tell them if I thought I was being abused or assaulted at school, but we never really talked about sex. We didn't talk about the birds and bees. It was a taboo subject in my household. We never talked about that. Never talked about it. And so, you know, if kids think that you're uncomfortable with talking about the penis or, you know, your body parts, etc., then they may be embarrassed talking to you about it. And you need to desensitize that family and fast. All right. I mean, it kills me to think that somebody, if these allegations are true, was abused for a decade. A decade of this. And so how do we prevent our kids from being abused? Well, we need to let them know it's okay to talk to us. You know, tell them, look, you know, if somebody's touching you inappropriately and if, you know, they start to cringe, one thing we do with young children in the psychology field is we give them a picture or give them a doll and go, you know, this is the doll, you know, show us where the hair is, show us where the eyes are, you know, show us where so-and-so touched you. And they'll point to the doll because they don't want to point to themselves. They feel like their body parts are dirty. And, you know, I think we now have a much more open relationship with our kids. I think we speak about things more open. I mean, I know on television shows, they talk about subjects that were not talked about on TV decades ago. So, but you know, I've talked to my kids too. And, you know, I've been very open and honest and said, you know, look guys, you know, if somebody does this or somebody says this, that's wrong. And you tell me, I won't get mad. I won't get mad at you. I won't yell, but I want to know what's going on because your body needs to be protected. And, you know, if you think something's not right, you come to us. And they need to know to come to us. That same subject holds true with breast cancer and penile testicular cancer and lumps and bumps. You know, boys are at risk for testicular cancer. They're at risk from the time they have testicles. I mean, any man, any age could get it, but especially your younger kids, 14, 15 years old. And I've talked about that case where a child who was a cousin of one of our patients had died because he had felt a testicular mass a few years prior, was too embarrassed to tell mom, too embarrassed to tell dad, too embarrassed to tell anybody, and ignored it. Well, by the time he had to tell somebody about it, it was too late. It was stage 4 testicular cancer and he died. You know, I tell my kids, check your testicles, huh? What are those? Los huevos. Test them. Check them out. You know, and if they're, I don't know what to do. You know, because kids are embarrassed. And you know, many boys especially, they don't want to, you know, tell mom and dad why they found it. You know, there's all this embarrassment. So, you know, I try to tell my patients and I try to tell children or, you know, teenagers, you know, when we're going through things that they should be doing, you know, not drinking, not smoking, wearing condoms, abstaining from sex if they can, abstaining from drugs, etc. You got to check your testicles. You got to do it routinely. Girls have to check the breasts. Guys have to check the testicles. And if you feel something, you got to go to mom. If you're too embarrassed to go to mom, go to dad. If you're too embarrassed to go to dad, come to me. If you're too embarrassed to go to me, we'll find somebody you could go to that you aren't embarrassed to. But don't not deal with it because you're embarrassed. You know, even grown-ups, how many of you guys look at your poop? People flush and run. They don't like to look at their poop. Look at your poop. Now, when you flush, yes, get the hell out of there because the spray can, you know, come up, maybe close the lid. That's always nice. But, you know, look at your poop. Take a mirror. Look down in certain areas of your body. You can't be embarrassed. If you have a melanoma hiding in between your nether regions and your anus, you know, most people aren't going to tell you. Your hairdresser's not going to say, oh, look. The person walking down the street is not going to say, oh, look at that mole. All right. You know, your wife may not notice it. If the lights are out, you've got to get a mirror. You've got to check down there. Oh, I can't look down there, Dr. Dahlia. That's dirty. No, it's not dirty. It's your body part. Wherever you have skin, you could get melanoma. So look at your skin. You know, or if you don't want to look at your skin, you go to your doctor. But you know, like, you know, patients will come in. They're like, yeah, you know, I'm here for my physical, but I don't want to get undressed. All right, well, you don't have to get undressed, but you're not getting a full physical. I mean, I can't see if you have a melanoma. Go to your skin doctor, have him do a full skin check if you don't want your regular doctor doing it. You know, people are embarrassed, I get that, but realize, you know, the body is your body. You only have one body. You know, are you embarrassed to look under your car, to look under the car's hood? Oh, I can't peek. No, you look. You look. Well, it's not meant to be looked at. It's on the underside. Look at the underside, for crying out loud. You take care of your car better than you take care of your baby. All right, speaking of taking care of things, apparently a SeaWorld veterinarian thinks that killer whales need to have close human contact. Apparently a killer whale died, 25-year-old whale Kalina died, and he believes, Dr. Chris Dold, said trainers used to previously have close physical contact with their killer whales. But since that one death of Dawn Brashell, where she was pulled underneath the water by Tilikum, a 12,000-pound Bulorca, people are doing touchy-feely with their killer whales. I don't think a killer whale really wants a lovey-dovey, but apparently they say you need close contact. So I guess next time you see a killer whale, give him a hug. I don't know. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Peace out.
Dr. Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.